Kaylin's Coffee Talk is a CastBox original produced alongside with Studio 71. CastBox is the fastest growing, highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android, where you can find all of your favorite podcasts. Now, obviously, you can listen to my coffee talks wherever you get your podcasts, but I hope that you'll give CastBox a try because I think it's the bee's knees. So with that, pour yourself a cup and let's get to it.
Because one believes in oneself, one doesn't try to convince others. Because one is content with oneself, one doesn't need others' approval. Because one accepts oneself, the whole world accepts him or her. Lao Cha. Hey guys, what's up? And welcome back to another Coffee Talk. Today I am currently sipping on a nice, hot, warm beverage. I'm recording this on a Sunday. It's a good day. It's a quality day. It's actually so warm out right now. I just had my first ever meetup yesterday, which is so relative to today's topic with putting yourself out there. You know what? It's a good day for today's topic is what I'm saying. And I'm all juiced up and I'm ready to ramble. For today's podcast, like I just said, we're going to be diving into the tips and tricks of putting yourself out there, most specifically in times of self-doubt or, you know, stepping into the unknown or outside of our comfort zones. My entire life, I've always been good at putting myself out there when there's no one else around to see. For instance, you know, with starting up a YouTube channel or with doing things that were more creative and more just for myself. I was always really good at putting myself out there in that way and expressing my emotions and just being authentically me. But in person, I'm actually a lot more quiet and reserved sometimes than you guys might believe. There was a phase where there were a couple people I had met that had watched my YouTube videos and were meeting me through like a friend of a friend and thought that I was different in person than I seemed online. I feel like now it might be a little bit different because, and the whole reason why I wanted to talk about this topic is it's something that I've gotten a lot better at putting myself out there. It's something I really tried to challenge myself with over the last, I'd say, year. But there was definitely a time where I think that I was super eccentric and super myself and easy to be myself on camera because there was nobody around. But then when people would meet me in person, I would seem quiet and I would seem a little reserved. And honestly, I think it stemmed mostly from a lack of self-confidence in who I was as a person. And especially when you compared that version of me to the spunky, excited version of me you would see online, because that was when I felt the most confident in myself. The only thing was, it wasn't really putting myself out there because there was no one to really see it. And all reality, I was just filming in front of a camera, editing the videos together and popping them up online. I didn't actually have to own who I was in front of people in the present moment. And I mean, obviously, I'm going to feel most excited and, you know, passionate when I'm working on something that I feel really good about and I feel very connected to. But in person, I used to get really, really bad social anxiety, and I still do from time to time, but I've gotten really good at owning it and just taking the situation and taking control of it. There was definitely a huge period of my life where I found that I was so afraid to put myself out there. I was so afraid to look like an idiot. I was so afraid to say the wrong thing, do the wrong thing, act the wrong way, that I would just be super quiet and I would be very reserved and just kind of keep to myself. And I'd have all these things I'd want to say, or I'd have all these things that I'd want to do, but I'd play it safe all the time because of a fear of looking dumb or a lack of self-confidence in who I was and feeling good about who I was. I recently said to somebody that I felt the most myself when I'm working and filming. And they were a little puzzled and responded and was like, not with your friends and family? And it got me thinking, when do I feel the most myself? And one, I definitely feel the most myself when I'm talking to you guys, as funny as that is, because in a lot of ways, like I said, I'm talking to a microphone right now. I'm not physically talking to you face to face, though I totally wish I was. But the reality of the situation is I'm talking to a microphone. And when I'm filming, I'm talking to a camera. And so that makes it super easy for me to just be myself because there's no eyes of somebody that I'm watching or looking into as I maybe try and interpret whether they're judging me or not. The microphone can't judge me. The camera can't judge me. So I'm just able to let loose and be myself. But that is so much harder to do when we're in front of other people, especially in groups of people or and people that are very sure of themselves, or people whose opinions that we tend to value. I feel my truest self when I'm with my closest friends and family, and I feel like my truest self when I'm on camera or I'm recording podcasts. And so in those moments, it's very easy for me to just break out of my shell, be my weird, goofy self without thinking about it and without feeling self-conscious about it. But when I'm around strangers and stuff, I do still fall back into a bit of that, okay, I need to be shy mindset, or okay, don't say anything in case it's stupid, or like, oh God, was that a stupid thing for me to do? Are they judging me? And I think we all do that to some extent, no matter how hard you work on it. And I have been trying to work on it, but no matter how hard you work on it, it's still like a chain reaction that our brains do, because obviously we want to be accepted. Back in the day, if you were not accepted by the tribe, you would starve and die. Like, and I'm talking way back in the day, you know, back in the hunter-gatherer days and the caveman days. Like, if you were not accepted by the people around you, it was a life or death situation. And that is so deeply embedded into our core and deeply embedded to the fibers of our being that nowadays we don't need to be accepted to live and thrive. But in a lot of ways, we still act as if we do. It's like if people aren't going to accept us, that fear is so overwhelming that it's safer to just remain, you know, quiet, and it's safer to just stay neutral than to be our weird, wacky, quirky selves. Or even if our weird, wacky, quirky selves isn't who we are, maybe we're a little more nerdy than we like to admit. Maybe we're into race cars, or I don't know, maybe we're into something that is just totally outside of the norm, but we don't tell people that, or we don't outwardly live that version of ourselves that feels truest to who we are, because we're afraid of being left out of the pack. I think our inability to live fully and presently as our most authentic selves stems from a fear of not being 100% accepted or looking like a fool. When I stumbled across the quote that I began this podcast with, I honestly got chills. Like, guys, goosebumps raised on my skin. Nothing has ever resonated more with the version of me that can be both loud and eccentric and quiet and reserved sometimes. When we believe in ourselves, we don't need to convince other people. We don't need other people to approve of us. And when we believe and accept ourselves, it teaches the rest of the world to also believe and accept us. Because when you are in alignment with who you are and you're just outwardly living it, you're not trying to show off by any means, but you're also just being yourself and you own that version of you. And you're just like, listen, this is just me. I'm not here to offend anybody. My intentions are good. My intentions are pure. And I'm just trying to enjoy my life. It makes it easy for other people to be like, okay, she obviously knows who she is and she accepts who she is, so I can accept who that person is. And that includes accepting our flaws. That includes when we do say something stupid or we do something stupid, even owning those moments and accepting those moments will make it easier for other people to accept it, because we all have flaws. Nobody's perfect. We're so hard on ourselves. We just assume other people don't have these thoughts or don't worry about these things, but we all do, and none of us are perfect. So when we get past that and we believe in who we are and we just accept who we are, it makes it so much easier to just be ourselves no matter who we're around or what situation we're in. There have been times in my life where I'm able to show up completely and put myself out there without any fear. And it's in those times that my drive stems from a deeper sense of belief in what I'm doing and what I'm saying, and a contentment in the actions that are unfolding and the acceptance of who I am that created the reality surrounding me, that created that confidence that exudes from who you are. And it just seriously comes from a sense of everything I'm saying is what I actually truly believe. I hold intention in everything I'm doing right now. This is not just a chain reaction. These are not my reactions. These are my proactions. Does that make sense? I hope that made sense. That sounded way more deep than I intended, but it's true. When we just react to everything, we're not thinking about what we're saying. We're not processing why we're doing the things we're doing and why we're saying the things we're saying, especially when that comes from those intimidating moments where we're around people where we really want them to accept us. Suddenly we're saying things that we don't really mean because we just want other people to agree with us, or we're doing things that we don't actually really want to do, but we think that it's what other people want us to do, so we do it to be accepted. Instead, when you act from a place of intent and you really ask yourself, okay, what I'm about to say, what is my intention with this? What I'm about to do, why am I doing it? And you really connect to that reason why or that intention, then you can show up and just presently be yourself, whoever that is, and you don't have to second guess it. And I think the more that we ingrain that habit of just quickly asking yourself, okay, but what's my intention here? Okay, why am I doing this? It becomes a quicker response time, and Suddenly, you don't have to ask yourself anymore because you've just aligned with who you are and you're accepting that version of yourself. With that said, pick me up and plop me in a new social situation with a bunch of new people that I do not know, and I can still shrivel into a quiet anxiety, stumbling on my words human, waiting for the nearest moment to dash out and return back to my comfort zone. I still do it from time to time, which is why yesterday I was on, and I still am, I'm on cloud nine from doing a meetup yesterday because that was such a huge thing for me. Meetups used to scare me so much because the thought of people showing up to see or meet me, which by the way, it just blows my mind because I'm like, I am so like weird and just like a normal person. And all these people are like, I need to meet you. And I'm like, oh my God, that's overwhelming. Like, I want to make sure that I'm good enough for these people. I want to make sure that they show up and they're happy with who they're getting. But doing it from that standpoint would have made it so that I was acting in a different way. Instead, I thought, you know what? I just want to be me. And if I'm me and I'm coming from the intention of, I just want to meet people that are like-minded and have good energy, like I'm not better than anybody and I'm not below anybody. Like in a way, yes, when I was hosting this meetup, I get that people were coming to meet me. But in a lot of ways, it was just like-minded people that saw a piece of their self in the content I was creating, which means I would very easily be able to see a piece of myself in them. And if we're all just being ourselves and we're all just there with the intention of just connecting with another human, then I don't have to put that pressure on myself to be somebody that's good enough for that person to walk away and think, wow, she's so cool. It's like, no, I just need to be me and have that person walk away and think, I'm glad I met that person. I just connected with that person and I wanted to feel the same way. I wanted to walk away from my meetup thinking, I just connected with so many like-minded people that I feel good. And all you guys listening right now that were at my meetup yesterday, you know what I'm talking about. All of us walked away being like, we all made so many friends and it wasn't just me meeting you guys and making friends. We made friends amongst each other. My sister and my friend Larissa that were there, they were like, God, I made so many friends today. It was just a big giant group of like-minded people being themselves and it felt so right. It felt so good. So how do we convert that to a day-to-day thing? How do we live that version of ourselves on a day-to-day basis? I think when we take the pressure off of ourselves to be accepted by other people and we say to ourselves every single morning, I accept myself 100% as who I am. This is who I am. And in this moment, flaws and all, I accept it. We can walk away into our day and just be ourselves. And any moment that you find yourself slipping, I think it's so easy to just say that affirmation. And the word affirmation sometimes makes me cringe because I feel like it's one of those things where like, when I think of affirmations, I don't know, there's like a sappiness to it that I sometimes struggle with, but I can't think of a better word than affirmation or maybe motto. Make the motto just like, you know what? I accept myself 100% as I am right in this moment. Even if I know I'm striving to be better, I still accept where I'm at right now. And this especially when you say something, when you catch yourself saying something stupid or you catch yourself doing something that was a little bit embarrassing, own it. The minute you own it, you take away any power that anyone has to judge you for it because you're like, yeah, that was really stupid, LOL. Or like, why did I just do that? That was so funny. Like you own that situation. You take ownership of it. You take responsibility of it and you take the power of it and you still accept yourself 100% for who you are in that moment. And doing that, it's like a muscle. You got to work at it. And every time you do that, it gets stronger and stronger. But every time you do that and you connect with that thought, that motto, not affirmation or affirmation if you're into that too, but every time you say that, it's going to build and it is going to get stronger. Every morning that you wake up and you say, this is who I am and I accept it, even though I may not be where I'm going yet, this is where I am right now and I can accept this version of me knowing that I'm still well on my way to being that version of me, then you can completely just be who you are for the rest of the day. And know that as long as I accept who I am and my intentions are good, my intentions are not as long as I've got me, I don't care what anybody thinks. We all care on some level what other people think. Of course we do. But the biggest thing that you should care about is that you can go to sleep at night knowing who was I today? Was I myself? Were my intentions good? Was I enjoying my life? Then that's all I can do. That's the best you can possibly do. And you cannot expect more of yourself. no matter what, people are not going to like you. There's always going to be somebody that'll have something bad to say. And side note, that says a lot more, speaks more on them than it does on you. And in a weird way too, this can be a whole other podcast. It's not even like a, well, that says more about them than it does about me, like in a sassy way. It's just like, you know what? They might be struggling with something that they only see negative in other people because they probably only see negativity within themselves. And that's, in a lot of way, send them your sympathy, but know that you're not going to let yourself become that person. And you're also not going to let that negativity dawn upon yourself where you're constantly belittling yourself in social situations or situations where you do step outside of your comfort zone, you do say something stupid or you say something that you're not sure why you said it, and then you bash yourself. Like, that's not going to do you any good either. It's just knowing, like, okay, at the end of the day, I did the best I could. I was myself. My intentions were pure. So I have full permission to just be myself. And so with that, I'm going to take a really quick mid-roll break. Maybe grab a glass of water because I'm trying not to consume too much coffee. Not that there's ever such thing. And I will be back with a little bit more on putting ourselves out there and just owning it. So here's the thing. I mean, realistically, we could spend the rest of our lives being quiet, staying inside of our comfort zones, and not tipping the boat too much. You know, you will arrive safely at the end of your life with your close-knit friends who know you the best. But the problem with living life that way is that you're living your life small. And I don't know about you guys, but when I think of my life and my future, the last word that I wanted to use to describe it is small. I want to live loud. I want to be vibrant and I want to be a passionate person. Like, I want it to just drip off of me. And you'll know exactly what I'm saying when you think of those people that are just so authentically themselves. And it doesn't need to be the loudest person in the room. It's just somebody that you can tell knows who they are, goes after the things that they want, and is just so content with who they are, even though sometimes, and no matter how content you are with yourself, there are going to still be bad days, you know, where you second guess things and you question yourself, and that's just being human. But on an overall basis, you can tell that they are just who they are. They're living their life, and they're living their life loudly and happily and just being themselves, and they can show up in any situation, and they're still, in a way, the same version of who they are to their core. It's in those moments that I am living this way that I feel the most alive and I feel the most in tune with a higher sense of energy, and my life just unfolds so naturally and so happily. And so why wouldn't we want to live that way more? Of course we want that. I think on some level, all of us do want that. And yeah, okay, so we could play it safe, and playing it safe is exactly that. It's safe. You will get to the end of your life, and I'm sure you will have made a few good memories to keep in your pocket, but why not step outside of our comfort zones and just see what it's like? Why not accept ourselves for who we are so that we could see what else is out there? Why not shoot for the stars or shoot for the moon? And if you don't land on it, you'll land amongst the stars, whatever that quote is, you know what I'm saying. But like, why not dare to just be who you are, whoever that is, whether it is the bookworm, whether it is the loud, exuberant one, whether it is the more quiet, reserved yogi, or you can literally be whoever it is you want to be. And the only person who can tell you who that is you. And if you don't know who that is, that's even cooler, because now you get to use your life as a giant experiment to find out who that person is, to step outside of where you are now and into so many different roles and hobbies and interests until you find that version of yourself that just resonates and just breathes everything that you are, and you feel in tune and you feel connected. And know that that doesn't just come from your high moments, it comes from your low moments too. And it's not just about accepting you when you're at your best. When we accept ourselves when we're at our lowest, I think that makes it even easier to show up and put ourselves out there no matter what the situations are, because even if things go wrong, you know you have your own back. So how can we live this way all the time? I think ultimately it's always a work in progress, but I also think it begins in making the highest priority question in all situations: how do I want to show up in this moment? What kind of person do I want to be? We are multifaceted humans with so many layers and faces and emotions, and when we're around different people, automatically you're going to pull out different sides of yourself. but we also have a choice in our thoughts, which is good news because in almost all ways, our thoughts create our realities. Our perceptions are the world that we create. That's kind of the good news because when you decide to look at your life in a certain way, when you decide to look at yourself in a certain way, you can create a life that you are so happy and so confident in a way that you don't need to scream it from the rooftops because you don't need anyone to tell you that your life's great. You just know it. You just show up and you can put yourself in any situation and know that I got my own back here. I can be this version of myself today. And honestly, I can be that version of myself tomorrow as long as it resonates with who I am at my core. I don't need to fix my social anxiety to suddenly be able to show up full force in every moment. Instead, I just need to decide to accept myself for who I am, social anxiety and all, and believe in myself and find contentment with any and all outside outcomes that could potentially come from this moment. And that right there is how you learn to put yourself out there. It's how you learn to accept yourself fully for who you are. And so how do you get better at doing that? How do we get to a point of our lives where we're like, okay, I accept myself, social anxiety and all my flaws. For me, and I can only speak from that standpoint because I am only me, but maybe it'll be different for you. And for each of us, we might find that bout of confidence in different areas and pockets of life. But for me, it's definitely with meditation. Before any situation where I'm about to step outside of my comfort zone or I'm about to soak up a lot of different energy that I'm not used to, I find a quiet place or just a quiet moment to empty my mind of all and any energy that I might be bringing in from an old situation, even if it's just a negative thought or like if I woke up that day and was like, God, I have really bad bags under my eyes today or like I feel like crap today and I'm about to walk into a situation that I have to be confident, I'm going to carry that with me. So I need to let go of that. And I need to like almost clear my palate so that when I walk into the next situation, I'm just me. And that meditation, that quick little taking a second, and that can be where you throw that affirmation or that motto in where it's like, you take a second, you clear your mind, you ask yourself, who do I want to be in this moment? How do I want to show up in this moment? Do I want to be self-conscious and insecure and like fumble on my words and like second guess myself? Or do I just want to show up and just take every moment one second at a time and just enjoy it? And I want to hit this part home because I feel like I've kind of made it seem like you have to show up in every moment being like, rah, like I'm here. Like you don't need to be like the loud, crazy, like all eyes on you person, but there can be a quiet confidence to you too. All you need to do is just clear your mind, ask yourself, how do I want to show up in this moment? And then tell yourself, I accept myself 100% for who I am right now. And I'm telling you that quick little zap of a meditation will make it so you can walk into almost any situation and own it. And own it no matter what comes at you because again, you know at the end of the day, no matter the outcome, you got your own back and your intentions were good. And when I say intention, I feel like we should talk about that too. Like, okay, so what should our intentions be? And I think at the end of the day, if your intention is just to enjoy your life and spread good energy to all of those around you, it makes living life so easy. It makes being confident so easy because there's no crazy amount like my intention is to be, you know, liked by all these people or my intention is to, no, like you don't need to put that pressure on yourself. If your intention is to just enjoy your life moment by moment, and not only that, make other people enjoy who they are, then you show up in every moment already with a confidence that you don't even realize is there because it's a quiet confidence. It's a confidence that exudes from just the calmness and the contentness that comes from just everything you're doing and saying. And your energy is so aligned. And I'm sure you can think of people right now. Like I can think of so many people off the top of my head, like people like Miley Cyrus, where I'm like, everything she does, it's kind of quirky and it's kind of weird and it's not maybe everybody's piece of cake. You can't deny that she is just a likable person solely for the fact that even if she's nothing like you, you know that she likes herself. You know that she is just speaking from such a place that is so authentic, from a place that she just accepts who she is, that even if she's not your cup of tea, you're like, hey, but I can tell this person is just being themselves. And so there's so many people like that where their energy is just so aligned because you can tell that they're just like wanting to enjoy their life and just be themselves and their intentions are pure. And we can all easily have that. We should never fear what we don't already know. Instead of fearing that things could go wrong or thinking about all the stupid things that we might say or do, open your mind up to the possibility that things could go right and know that either way, showing up full force and putting yourself out there will give a greater chance of a better outcome. There have been times in my life where when I show up already kind of second guessing myself, it tends to go bad. But when I show up in moments and I don't overthink it and I'm just being myself and I know my intention is good, things normally tend to work themselves out, even if it's not right away. And life is just too short to not be fully present as our most genuine, excited, and happy selves and just ready to make the most out of the moments and the opportunities and the situations that we're blessed with. Because in a lot of ways, like this life we forget is so, like it's so, it blows my mind. Like the fact that we're here, that I'm sitting here talking to you and you're listening, like we're so lucky to have this moment. We're so lucky to have all the moments that follow it and all the moments that came before it. And I don't want to waste any more feeling like crap or second guessing or worrying about how people are perceiving me. I want to use them all just accepting myself so I can stop burning up my time feeling like crap or questioning or worrying or feeling anxious, and instead use that time to just enjoy no matter what comes at me. Even right now, like honestly, I just had a moment. I went to go edit a video. I forgot the cord that I needed back at home because I'm currently in Ottawa. And I had a moment where I was like, you know what? Me freaking out and getting anxious and stressing about this is just going to burn up my time in a way that I can't change what just happened. So instead, hey, this kind of sucks, but I just have to own this situation and I'm just going to show up and figure out a way to fix the situation so I don't waste more time. If you want to put yourself out there, if you want to live your most enjoyable, happy life, don't waste your time worrying and stressing. Instead, accept yourself for who you are. Own every situation so that you don't have to spend that time or that energy or that thought, that space in your brain worrying and questioning who you are, because you know who you are. And instead, that opens up all that space and energy to just enjoy the moment and revel in it and charge it up even to a higher place, you know? So get a little quiet, visualize the person that you know you are, step into that energy, and then this is just a personal preference, but I mean, if you top that all off with a little dance party, I swear to God, you'll be putting yourself out there any chance that you can get your hands on. So there you guys have it. That was my Coffee Talk podcast, all about putting yourself out there and just owning who you are. Again, if you guys have anything to add to this, there's a little comment section here on CastBox that you can feel free to throw in. And just know that at the end of the day, I like you for who you are. I know I'm not physically talking to you face to face, but just know that you have one person out there. No matter what situation you're in, even if you say the silliest, dumbest, or do the weirdest thing, I still got you. I've been there. We've all done it. So if you're not ready to accept yourself yet, know that there's someone out there that does. And like I said, it's a muscle. Just work at it every day. And there will be a time that it is just second nature to you. You don't even have to think about it. So hold on to that, trust in that, and know that this life is an incredible gift. I feel like I'm way too sappy now, so it's a good thing I'm wrapping this up. But this life is a gift, and we should just use as much time as we can being our happiest, best, most content, out there, loud, and proud selves. I absolutely love you guys to the moon and back. I hope you guys enjoyed today's Coffee Talk podcast, wherever you are. And I will, I guess, talk to you guys next Monday. Bye, guys.